and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, your host, Ben Martin from www.benmartin-music.com. Hope everybody's doing well out there today. In this episode, I'm going to take you through a really cool classic intro piece of an absolute banger of a blues tune. The song is called Sitting on the Top of the World, written by Chicago blues legend Howlin' Wolf. This tune is one of the very first pieces of acoustic blues guitar that I learned, really, and it kind of really helped push my fingerstyle playing forward and helped me kind of visualize how these different shapes look across the fretboard. So first, let's have a listen to a slow version of the intro piece to Sitting on the Top of the World. In the key of A, it's a blues shuffle. The typical kind of main part of the song is a 12-bar blues in the key of A using a mixture of seventh chords. So the intro piece sounds like this. So a classic sounding piece there that's going to lead from that E7 into the A7. Feeling like it's going to the kind of home note there, ready for our 12-bar to start. So let's talk through some of the main points about the intro. So what we're going to do, we're playing fingerstyle here. And one of the hardest things is we're going to try and get this single string bend. So we start off on the third string and we're going to play 0 to 2, a hammer-on. Now hopefully that's nice and simple, but if you haven't done much hammer-ons before, what we do is we pluck the third string once and then kind of really aggressively hit your fretting hand finger onto that fret 2 on the third string there. It's so hard that we get the note without having to redo the pluck, so not. Then we're going to move our first finger to fret 1 on the second string. Now this is the tricky bit. I'm plucking the bottom two strings, so string 1 and string 2, with my first and my second finger. But the music score calls for the first fret to be bent a quarter. So when you see sometimes a quarter bend or a half bend, this is talking about how far we need to bend it up. For example, if I started on fret 5 and I wanted to bend a half, that would be bending the pitch from fret 5 to fret 6, so like this. That would be bending up to here. If you want a quarter, we want a quarter of that. It's a real kind of flat bend. We're not going, and we're definitely not going all the way up there. We're just a real small bend. So with your first finger on first fret on the second string, plucking the bottom two strings, just try and do a light bend. But the tough thing is keeping this string underneath ringing at the same time. So once we've got that sounding nice, we're going to go back to that fret 2 on the third string. And then we do two more of these fret 1 bends with the open first string underneath. So we've got, so far, hammer on, then we have this one bend, back to the 2, and then two more of the bends. And with my picking hand, I'm playing the third string with my thumb, and then the second with my first finger, and the first string with my third. So I don't really have to think too much about the fact that I'm going across the different strings because my fingers and my thumb are already there. Then we're going to go from here back to that fret 2 on the third string, fret 2 on the fourth string, and then fret 2 on the third string two more times. But of course we've got this shuffle feel, so the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Just try and really get that part nailed down first. It's the hook. So let's try that one with a count in between. So 1, 2, 3. Two, three. So that's the, I think of that as the sitting on the top of the world. So that's kind of the hook part. Then the next part here, we're going to move positions. We're going to go up to fret 3 with our third finger on the fifth string. We're going to slide from 3 to 4. And then with our first finger, which should be nice and in position, on the fourth string, we're going to go from 2 to 0. So slide from 3 to 4 on the fifth, and then 2-0 on the fourth. And then on the fourth, we're going to do the same thing as we did on the fifth, slide from 3 to 4. To that piece, we're going to go fifth string, 3-4, fourth string, 2-0, fourth string, 3 to 4. And then on the third string here, we're going to go 4-2. So that's kind of our next phrase. We go. So all together. Remember to do that slide with your third finger, because it's really going to help your finger position. So I'm doing third finger for the slide on the fifth, then first finger for the 2-0, then third finger again for the 3-4 on the fourth string, and then I'm going to go to my little finger for that 4, and then my first finger for the 2. Last piece here, we're going to play fret 1 on the 4th string, and then we're basically going to make the bottom half of an E7 chord. So fret 1 on the 4th string, and then we're going to move that to a fret 2. So I'm going to play that with my 2nd finger, and then move it over to the fret 2. 1st finger goes on fret 1 on the 3rd, 3rd finger goes on fret 3 on the 2nd, and then bottom string open, so you have that chord. So the second part there, second half. So the whole piece together sounds like this. Don't forget that we count 1, 2, 3, then we do the hammer-on from 0 to 2. So 1, 2, 3. And one more time, nice and slow. 1, 2, 3. To that A7. So an awesome piece of classic blues that is really, really fun to go over and practice. Really worth adding into any 12 bar that you're playing in the key of A. And if you want to kind of take it to a different level, if you want to level up your playing, try transposing that to a different key. See if you can figure out how to play the same thing, but this time descending into the key of E. So transpose the same notes in the key of E going into the 12 bar in the key of E. Now I hope that was useful. Don't forget that there are t-shirts available at my website, benmartin-music.com. You can buy me a coffee at the buy me a coffee link below in the show notes. There are, of course, tab downloads and courses all over the website that are totally worth checking out. The tabs for this one will be on the blog section of the website, but you'll get the tabs automatically if you're signed up to the mailing list. So don't forget, you need to subscribe to the mailing list to get the tabs for these lessons. Keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next one.
Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.